السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and our sisters who are at the madrasa and those who are listening over streaming. Alhamdulillah, we are indeed fortunate tonight to be part and parcel of this auspicious gathering in which the completion of the Quran Sharif will take place, both in the form of the Nazira completion by four of the pupils of the madrasa, and inshallah thereafter another four pupils will be completing the actual memorization of the Quran Sharif in tonight's gathering. So alhamdulillah, from the onset we should correct our intention that this is an extremely auspicious gathering in which the Malaika, the angels descend, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special rahmat and mercy descends. So by virtue of this completion of the Quran Sharif by these students and by some of the children who are even ma'asoom, then we have great hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will encompass us and drench us in these rains of rahmat. And we should make an intention that inshallah that Allah ta'ala should make this a turning point in our lives towards the Akhirat and towards Hidayat. So the real objective of the program is the completion of the Quran Sharif, and of course sitting at the feet in the company of the Ahlullah. So without much further ado, inshallah, we will commence the program with a tilawat of the Quran Sharif by one of the pupils from the madrasa. We call upon Muhammad Waraji to come forward to render the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true azmat and respect of the Quran Sharif, In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the greatness of the Qur'an Sharif and the fact that had the Qur'an Sharif been revealed on a mountain, then even the mountain would not have the capacity to withstand the great power and might of the Qur'an Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true azmat of the Qur'an Sharif. If a person develops the azmat and the greatness of the Qur'an Sharif, then one verse of the Qur'an Sharif is sufficient for the hidayat of that particular individual. Respected elders and brothers, alhamdulillah, we are extremely fortunate to have in our midst Hazrat Qari. Prior to that, if there are any ulama that are sitting in the gathering, we humbly request them to come forward, inshallah. If there are any ulama, Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahab, or any other ulama who are in the gathering, are requested and humbly requested to come forward, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're extremely fortunate, as we were mentioning, respected elders and brothers, to have in our midst Hazrat Qari Sahab. Hazrat Qari Sahab has given me strict instructions not to give any introduction, but alhamdulillah, he is well known in our midst. And we all sit with an open heart, inshallah. If we will sit with an open heart, then inshallah it'll be a means of hidayat. We take this opportunity to extend our appreciation to Qari Sahab for traveling so far to avail himself in our midst. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it inspirational. Without much further ado, inshallah, we call as a Qari Sahib to address us, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu falahadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون وقال تبارك وتعالى وأن أتلو القرآن فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه وقال تبارك وتعالى فقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله أهلين من الناس قالوا من هم يا رسول الله قال أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected ulama-i-kiram, brothers, young children, and also our sisters that may be listening over the receivers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is just the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is His fadl, karam and ihsan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us to assemble. And especially on, as Maulana has mentioned in his introduction, that auspicious occasion. No doubt it is an auspicious occasion. And the beauty of it is this, that anything that is linked to the Quran and Majid becomes auspicious. If we have to look at the history of the Quran and Majid, the revelation of the Qur'an Majid, the farishta that brought the Qur'an Majid down, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the link with the Qur'an Majid, the nisbat with the Qur'an Majid, he becomes Sayyidul Malaika. And the heart Mubarak upon which this Qur'an Majid is revealed becomes Sayyidul Anbiya wa Fakhrul Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. And the ummah upon which, or which is going to be the recipient, the followers of this Quran Majeed, becomes Khairul Ummah. The month in which the Quran Majeed is revealed becomes the best of months, which is regarded as the month of Allah Ta'ala, Shahrullah al-Mu'azzam. It is the month of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The night which has been chosen for the revelation of the Quran Majeed, that night becomes the leader of all nights, and that is Laylatul Qadr. So what would we think of that heart that has become the recipient of the Quran Majeed? What would we think of that heart that has memorized, that heart that has now become the vault in which the Quran Majeed is preserved? It will become the best of hearts. And if we go a little beyond that, in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refer to as the best of people? The Hadith Sharif is quite well known, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Majeed and who teach the Quran Majeed. And if we have to go a little beyond that, those majalis, and if I may just take this opportunity to congratulate those ulama, those muallimeen who are teaching the Quran Majeed, then those majalis, if you wish to call them, or those classes in which the Quran Majeed is taught, isn't that, or aren't those also majalis of Zikrullah? And amongst Zikrullah, say the highest form of Zikr is what? Isn't it the Quran Majeed? So if only I, as a muallim of the Quran Majeed, when I'm teaching the Quran Majeed, and at that time, if I can think and ponder over this Hadith Sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Sometimes we think that it is restricted to these types of majalis and gatherings when there's a jalsa. But how fortunate aren't we that every majlis and every time we enter the classroom, we are in the company of the malaika. Rahmah and Sakina descends. It is just that we fall short in making this niyat, or for our minds to go towards this. Because as I've mentioned sometimes, our students, that the moment the student walks into the class, or the moment the ustad walks into the class, then it is the same words that are repeated, that it is sabak. And it is sabak bara, or sabak door as we may call it, and door, and our whole time goes away in that. Very rare we really get to making proper niyat when we are teaching the Quran Majeed, when you are reciting the Quran Majeed. Therefore, the Aashiq Quran Kareem, my late Ustad Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Miya Rahimahullah Ta'ala, mentioned that because we lack making niyat, therefore we do not derive the full benefit of things. Now just this action of reciting the Quran and Majeed, I just regard it my duty to go to the class, or the student regards it his duty to come to class, and that is why he is presenting himself. But have I made this niyat when I am teaching the Quran and Majeed, when I'm listening to the Quran Majeed, when I'm reciting the Quran and Majeed, that it is this very same Quran and Majeed that has been a cause for nations to rise, and it is the very same Quran and Majeed that has been the cause of nations to fall as well. Did I make this niyat when I started listening to the Quran and Majeed or reciting the Quran and Majeed? And this is not restricted to only those that are learning and teaching, but even to those of us that who are fortunate to make the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed on a regular basis. For them also, this niyat that via this Quran and Majeed tilawat that I'm making, firstly it is zikrullah. I am engaging in zikrullah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the best form of zikr. And also via this recitation of the Quran and Majeed, what I am getting and what I am attempting to achieve is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, it is reported regarding him, whose sacrifices for the Quran and Majeed, and for one particular masala, quite well known. However, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was fortunate to have communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in his dream. So on one occasion, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, what is the way to get close to you, to gain your muhabbat and your love? So he gets a response that it is through the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. But Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala further poses this question and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi fahmin aw bila fahmin, this recitation of the Quran and Majeed via which, or it becomes a source of your muhabbat, gaining your muhabbat and your love. O Allah, is it only through understanding or for those that have the understanding of the Quran and Majeed? Or is it even without the understanding of the Quran and Majeed, if a person makes the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed, then he will gain your closeness and your qurb? So the response is that bi fahmin aw bi ghayri fahmin, that whether it is with understanding or whether it is without understanding, the person will still get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the recitation of the Quran and Majeed, the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. But whilst on this, I don't have anything in sequence in mind, whatever Allah ta'ala puts as I'm going along, so that I may not forget it. We need to understand that as far as the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed is concerned, then you know, today when we talk of family life, what do we talk of? Say quality time. Must give my family quality time. And I need to give my children quality time. Yes, fair enough. Give my family quality time. Give my children quality time. When it comes to the Quran and Majeed, am I giving quality time to the Quran and Majeed? Or is it sometimes because I found 5 minutes somewhere, I came a little early to the masjid? We are not downplaying this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point that we are trying to drive is this, that just as in other things we have quality time, where time is set aside for certain things, our eating time is set aside, so is it with our business matters and earning livelihood and various other things, other matters. So there should be a time for the Quran and Majeed, a time that is set aside for the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. There should be quality time. So however, this tilawat of the Quran and Majeed becomes a means of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is dhikrullah. It is a means to gain the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness and the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person is attempting to in his life. And this also comes via the Quran and Majeed. So these are the niyats that we make when we recite the Quran-e-Majid, when we make tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid. On this occasion, I would like to mention something that I've heard more than once from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala. And whilst Maulana was busy with his introduction, the words came across there as well, and that is the completion of the Quran-e-Majid. I remember more than once hearing this from my beloved Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, who on such an occasion quoted the Grand Mufti of that time of Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he said, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned that on these types of occasions when this Khatm Quran Sharif, by the way, as I've mentioned, whatever Allah Ta'ala puts to mind, I will just mention. When it comes to the Quran-e-Majid, let us make a habit of not just mentioning Quran, but either say Quran-e-Majid, or as we are used to saying, Quran Sharif, Quran-e-Kareem. This is the respect and the azmat of the Quran-e-Majid. And as it comes on the tongue, inshallah, gradually it will get into the heart as well. So the azmat of the Quran-e-Majid is very, very important, even in the words that we choose. How we refer to this, the Quran-e-Majid, is also very, very important. So however, on the occasion of the khatm of the Quran-e-Majid, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to mention, the ek to hai Quran-e-Majid ka khatm karna, to complete the Quran-e-Majid is one thing. Whether it is in the form of recitation of the Quran-e-Majid, or whether it is in the form of hifz of the Quran-e-Majid, tafsir of the Quran-e-Majid. Ek hai Quran-e-Majid ka khatm karna, lekin usse zyada aham, more important than that, is apni zindagi ko Quran-e-Majid par khatm karna. One is the completion of the Quran-e-Majid, in the form of nazira, hifz, whatever form it may be. But more important than that is to complete my life on the Quran-e-Majid. In other words, that my life must come in accordance to the ahkam of the Quran-e-Majid. Must come in accordance to the ahkam of the Quran-e-Majid. One is the tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid. And surprisingly, we will find in the Quran-e-Majid, when it comes to tilawat and recitation of the Quran-e-Majid, there's two different words that have been used in the Quran-e-Majid that relate to recitation of the Quran-e-Majid. We notice in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهِ, that recite from the Quran-e-Majid, recite that which is easy. But relating and referring to the very same tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid, another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, those that make tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid. And in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنِ, that I should recite the Quran-e-Majid. So what is the difference between the tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid and qiraat of the Quran-e-Majid? The difference between tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid and qiraat of the Quran-e-Majid. If you want to understand it in a little different way, then let us put it this way. There are four categories of people. There are four categories of people. There's one category which falls under those who make tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid. Then there's that category that makes qiraat of the Quran-e-Majid. And there are other two categories that follow thereafter. When it comes to the tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid, basically, if you notice in this ayat of the Quran-e-Majid, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Now here, the ulama explain that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, one is qiraat of the Qur'an Majid, recitation of the Qur'an Majid. Tala means something that follows. So one is the tilawat of the Qur'an Majid, the recitation of the Qur'an Majid, but something that follows that. And what is that? That is tadabbur, understanding the Qur'an Majid. And not just ending at the understanding of the Qur'an Majid, also beyond that, that whatever the demand of the Qur'an Majid is of me, that whatever the halal, that the Qur'an mentions that this is halal, then I do that. And whatever the Qur'an Majid has prohibited me from, then I abstain from that. Whatever the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are found and that are mentioned in the Qur'an Majid, I fulfill those ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is tilawat of the Qur'an Majid. And this is that category to which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to in the ahadith mubarakah, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. It will be mentioned to the sahib of the Qur'an. Therefore I say that you see these children that have memorized the Qur'an Majid, what we will say, they have become hafiz of the Qur'an Majid. Now, generally, when a person in his life is always looking at progress, they want to progress. So for these huffaz of the Qur'an and Majid, and for ourselves also, we will say that one is this entry level of hafiz of Qur'an and Majid, that we will say this is hafiz of Qur'an and Majid. But we need to go to the next level and become sahibul Qur'an. We need to go to the next level and become sahibul Qur'an. And who is sahibul Qur'an? Sahibul Qur'an is that person whose life is in accordance to the dictates of the Qur'an and Majid. And it is regarding these very same people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah ta'ala has a household amongst the people. The Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, they queried of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that who is this household? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there does not mention Hafidhul Qur'an. There too the word that is used is not Hafidhul Qur'an. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Ahlul Qur'an. It is the Ahlul Qur'an. Who are the Ahlul of the Qur'an? Who? It is those people that have that type of ta'alluq with the Qur'an Majid, that type of relationship with the Qur'an Majid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَى, that recite the Qur'an Majid. And therefore this has also become something that amongst the muhaddithin or amongst the shurrah or those the commentators of hadith, that whether this aspect that is being referred to in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, whether it is necessary for that person to be a hafiz, or whether it is related to a hafiz or a non-hafiz. There are those, alhamdulillah, for our benefit, that are of the opinion that it is not restricted to a hafiz. Whether it is a hafiz or a non-hafiz, this hadith sharif would be applicable, provided the person has got in his life the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his life is in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, found in the Qur'an Majid. So this is the rank that has been given to that person who is making amal according to the ahkam of that are found in the Qur'an Majid. This is, and the person who makes tilawat of the Qur'an Majid, this type of a person will be regarded, his tilawat will come under that category of tilawat of the Qur'an Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst them. Make us all from amongst the Ahlullah. Make us all from amongst Ashabul Qur'an. That is the first category. Then if a person cannot find himself in the first category, then there's a second category. And that is those that make qiraat of the Qur'an Majid. Those that make qiraat of the Qur'an Majid, they recite the Qur'an Majid, but they do not understand the Qur'an Majid. But as we've just mentioned, whether a person understands the Qur'an-i-Majid or does not understand the Qur'an-i-Majid, The tilawat of the Quran and Majeed must still continue because the rewards are still there, and on every harf and on every letter that the person recites, the person will get 10 rewards. And therefore, according to some counts, it is mentioned that there are approximately 320,000 and a little more than that letters in the Quran and Majeed. 320,000. Now if we have to multiply that by 10, so just on one khatam of the Quran and Majeed, a person is accumulating 3,200,000 rewards. One khatam of the Quran and Majeed. Now today, Allah Ta'ala has given us this tawfiq to attend this program in which the khatam of the Quran and Majeed is concerned. Recently there was a friend who keeps in contact with regards his tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. So, alhamdulillah, on the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, this is just for my encouragement and the encouragement of some of our huffaz that generally find some difficulty in tilawat of the Quran and Majeed and so forth. So there was this concern that I'm not able to make tilawat of the Quran and Majeed and whatever. So alhamdulillah, some prescription was given to him. And he started probably with one para of the Quran and Majeed, and in a period of about, now maybe just a little over a year or so, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadl of Allah ta'ala, he has reached this position now where daily he is making 5 paras tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. And he's not a person that hasn't got work, he's a person, he's an active businessman and whatever else. And with all that, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's able to achieve 5 paras every day. And the beauty part of it is this, that recently he sent a message that I've been extremely sick, and he had some problem, whatever it was. He was back from a journey and something, and he picked up some bug and whatever it was. So you see, I couldn't complete my tilawat, my quota of tilawat yesterday, that was my 5 paras, but I read 3 paras in that condition, and today I read extra to cover up for my yesterday's tilawat. So this is the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed, the ta'alluq of the Quran and Majeed. I was saying something, it went off my mind, if somebody can just recall what. We are discussing the second category, that is the qiraat of the Quran and Majeed. That if a person doesn't understand the Quran and Majeed, then he also will get the reward, and on every letter he will get 10 rewards, and coming back to 3,200,000. So this particular person, just for encouragement purposes, he was told that, you know, you need to realize that every time you are completing the Quran and Majeed, this is the number of rewards that you are accumulating. And alhamdulillah, the response to that was, and this is what, you see, these are realities. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zaman sahab, Ramad Barakatuh, mentions that together, he mentioned as the Shah Wasiullah sahab, rahmatullah alayh, who mentions that one is a'mal, actions. He said, together with that speak of jaza'ul a'mal as well. That what is the benefits of a'mal. So this was sent to him that, listen, this is how much you are accumulating. So alhamdulillah, I felt very happy when the response was this, that inshallah in a few years' time we'll be billionaires. In a few years' time, we'll be billionaires. This is the reward that a person gets on the tilawat of the Quran and Majeed. So this is the second category. But now if someone didn't make it for the first category, and didn't make it for the second category as well, in other words, he is unable to recite the Quran and Majeed. Of course, understanding the Quran and Majeed is very far. What does that type of a person do? Now, that type of person will fall under the third category. And what is the third category? The third category is of those types of people who cannot make tilawat of the Quran and Majeed, who cannot recite the Quran and Majeed in the form of qira'ah, but then they listen to the Quran and Majeed. They listen to the Quran and Majeed. Now even listening to the Quran and Majeed has got great reward. If we just have to, for a little while, our Fard Salah, the Imam in the Jahri Salah, he is reciting the qiraat, what are we doing? No matter how great a person, according to the Hanafi school of thought, no matter how great a person may be, a mufti, a shaykh, but he's at that time, what he's doing? He's listening to the Qur'an and Majid. In Taraweeh, when we are following an imam, so are we reciting with the imam or are we just listening? So that person that is listening or the jamaat, are they going to be deprived of rewards? So when it is they in salah, then what stops us from listening to the tilawat of the Qur'an and Majid outside salah? Whether it is from our children or whomsoever, if there is a good qari of the Qur'an and Majid, a good hafiz of the Qur'an and Majid, go to him and tell him, recite the Qur'an and Majid, and I would like to listen to the Qur'an and Majid. I would like to mention one incident. There was a person that couldn't recite the Qur'an and Majid. So he went to a hafiz or to a qari of the Qur'an and Majid and explained to him and expressed to him his desire to listen to the Qur'an and Majid because I am unable to read the Qur'an and Majid. So he said, okay, he acceded to his request and he started tilawat. He said, sit down next to me. Commenced the Qur'an and Majid, tilawat of the Qur'an and Majid. Kept on reciting until he came to an ayat of sajda. He came to the ayat of sajda. So the qari went into sajda. So this person observing, the qari went into sajda, so he also went into sajda. He went into sajda, the qari finishes his sajda and he gets up. And the next thing he observes that this person is not getting up from his sajda, he's gone in that halat. He's listening to the Qur'an and Majid. Anything that is linked to the Qur'an and Majid is not without benefit. The Qur'an and Majid, that is the link with the Qur'an and Majid. So if a person cannot recite, even if he has got this ta'alluq with the Qur'an and Majid, that he's got muhabbat for the Qur'an and Majid, he's got love and azmat for the Qur'an and Majid. There's an incident that comes to mind, that you may have heard it. There was a person that couldn't recite the Qur'an and Majid, however he passed away. And after passing on, someone saw him in a dream, and he was enjoying the ni'mat of Jannat and whatever. So he was an ordinary person. The next day after this dream is seen, person comes to the house of the person that has passed away and queries, of course, behind parda and whatever the necessary. So he said that, listen, I need to know if there was any specific amal or action that the person of the house engaged in. He said he was an ordinary person. He didn't know much about deen. He couldn't do anything. So he said, no, think there may be some special quality of his that you may think of. So he said, there's nothing other than one aspect. And that is that this person was illiterate. He couldn't recite the Qur'an and Majid. But every day, what he would do in the morning, he would take the Qur'an and Majid. And with a lot of respect and azmat of the Qur'an and Majid, he would first kiss the Qur'an and Majid. He would kiss the Qur'an and Majid. And after kissing the Qur'an and Majid, he would open the Qur'an and Majid. And thereafter, he would place his finger on the first line of the page and go from beginning to end, just mentioning these words, oh Allah, these are your words. Oh Allah, I do not understand, I cannot read, but these are your words. Whatever is here is true. And continued like this every day, that was part of his ma'amul. That is the only thing that I can think of. Now this in itself, such is once again ta'alluq with the Qur'an and Majid. Whilst on this, as I've mentioned, whatever Allah Ta'ala puts to mind, I will just mention, make me maaf for something, is maybe no ta'alluq between what. On the recitation of the Qur'an and Majid and the holding of the Qur'an and Majid. Today with the electronic devices that we have, it is becoming common practice. We are not looking at it from a mas'ala point of view. But it is coming common practice that when I want to recite the Qur'an and Majid, my cell phone is out and I'm reciting the Qur'an and Majid from what I have got. Yes, we can understand necessities sometimes when a person is traveling, etc. But I am talking of normal circumstances. A person is in the masjid, Qur'an and Majid is available. Now, whoever takes his cell phone and kisses it, when a person wants to recite the Quran and Majid, what do we normally do? What have we seen our elders doing? What have we seen those doing who have muhabbat for the Quran and Majid, who have azmat for the Quran and Majid? Take it, kiss it, put it against their eyes, put it on their head, kiss it against their hearts. That is azmat for the Quran and Majid, the muhabbat of the Quran and Majid. And here, that cell phone, does anyone take it and kiss it? And beyond that, the same cell phone on which I have got this app or whatever, how many other things am I not seeing on that same screen? Yes, out of necessity, as we say, we're not looking at it from a mas'ala point of view. It is purely from a muhabbat point of view, an azmat point of view. What is our relationship with the Quran and Majid? Have we brought it to that level that I cannot even hold the Quran and Majid? The muhabbat and azmat for the Quran. You know, just for those of us that are teaching the Quran and Majid, I will mention something. I'm not sure what time we got. 5 minutes. I just want to share something which I'm talking now of about maybe over 30 years ago. When I was a student in Darul Uloom Falah Darain, we studied. There was an ustad of ours, the name of Mawlana Sayyid Zulfiqar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, was a Sayyid. He was also a contemporary of Hazrat our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Just by the way, this also comes to mind that on one occasion, that was after we finished and I went back to India on once, that was after our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had been to Tadgeshwar. So Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a great alim, and someone that qualified in Darul Uloom Dioband. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was maybe a year or so before Hazrat Zulfiqar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali went to Tadgeshwar, so he went to visit his auntie. So the students in the madrasa came to know that Hazrat was there, so they went to invite Hazrat and asked him to come to the madrasa to give some nasihat and advice. So Hazrat reluctantly accepted and he went. So Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali tells me that I came to know that Hazrat was invited, Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he wasn't too well at that time, so he said, "Main apne lathi ke sahare gaya." I took my walking stick and slowly I went to the masjid also. And then he's telling me, unhone aisi baatein sunayi. Say, kahan se wo ye sab baatein laye? He said, he's mentioned such things, and he's a person that's teaching Bukhari Sharif. For years, we have studied Abu Dawood Sharif from him. For years, he's been making khidmat of the Quran and Majid. And he was an orator par excellence, an excellent orator. So, however, the point I want to get to there is that Maulana mentioned, after praising Hazrat Zaman, he said, "Mujhe to aisa mahsoos hua ki main us din iman laya." Now imagine he's senior to Maulana in age, and he's, look at his humility, and look at the effect of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's nasihat had on him, being a teacher of Hadith Sharif for so many years, and the type of sacrifices that he's been to. However, he said that I felt that I've only brought iman on that day when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, after hearing him. We were seated in the dars of Abu Dawood Sharif, and there was an ustad of ours by the name of Hazrat Mawlana Yaqub Sahib Desai rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away here in South Africa in an accident. May Allah ta'ala fill his khabar with noor. But those days his father was he used to teach English in the madrasa. He was an elderly person. He used to teach English. So he and Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very close ta'alluq they had. So one day, whilst the Abu Dawood Sharif dars was on, he suddenly came into the class. And because he was senior in age also, Maulana didn't really mind, that always respected him. And he had this Parkinson, you know, sickness. So he came and he had something in his hand, And what was it? It was a Quran Majid. And with that, those hands of his shaking, trembling, he took that Quran Majid and very bitterly and with a lot of pain, he just gave it to Maulana Ladat. And he said, he mentioned to Maulana, Dekho isko. And Maulana was very casual. He opened the Quran Majid. Those who were there, sitting there, Maulana opened the Quran Majid. And what was there? What was there inside was that the Quran Sharif was full of marks, pen marks, this red and blue and everything. Maulana just looked at that, smiled, closed the Quran Sharif and gave it back to him. Now the question that we need to ask is, what was he teaching us? It is azmat of the Quran Majid. Is that how I respect the Quran Majid? Sometimes I'll see my frustration through the pages of the Quran Majid. Now, may Allah, although it's not intentional, but however, the respect and the azmat of the Quran Majid, we tell our students, sometimes when we feel, Hazrat Mawla Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very, very particular about this, and especially keeping the Quran Majid on the minbar. That is this the place to keep the Quran Majid? That is not the place of. We will find sometimes in our places of learning, in our madaris, in our institutes, where is the Quran Sharif kept? Sometimes you will find it kept on the windowsill. Sometimes you will find it kept here and there. Is that the respect and azmat of the Quran Majid? Well, now people have gone to this extent. People have gone to this extent that the juzdan of the Quran Majid, that which has been attached to the Quran Majid when they took it out for washing purposes. Today our Quran Sharif many a time not even covered. Our Quran Sharifs are not even covered. As Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when your Shaykh passes away, do we just throw him away like that? He says, no, nobody does that. We will give him ghusl and kafan and bury him with respect. But when the Quran Majid can no more be used, then what do we do with the Quran Majid? We'll find it lying everywhere. Sometimes the pages are scattered. This is our azmat and this is our relationship with the Quran Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us true azmat and respect for the Quran Majid. So however, this azmat for the Quran Majid, that whether it is related to the dissertation of the Quran Majid, whether it is related to the teaching of the Quran Majid, in whichever form it may be, just the azmat and the muhabbat of the Quran Majid. A person cannot recite the Quran Majid. A person didn't become a hafiz of the Quran Majid. What stops me? What stops me from making my children and encouraging my children to become a father of the Quran Majid? And if Allah Ta'ala hasn't blessed me with children, then what stops me from encouraging any youngster for that matter that will study the Quran Majid? And if I cannot do that, what stops me that when I see a child reciting the Quran Majid or memorizing the Quran Majid, mashallah, you're doing excellent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you taraqqi. May Allah ta'ala make you a jayyid hafiz of the Quran Majid. What stops me from making, from complimenting and from assisting or from encouraging this child that is memorizing the Quran Majid? And if I cannot even do that, then what stops me from raising my hands and making dua? Ya Allah, had you blessed me with a child, I would have made him a hafiz of the Quran Majid. What stops? It is just that we don't take advantage of these opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true azmat of the Quran Majid, muhabbat of the Quran Majid. And yes, there is a fourth category. There is a fourth category. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that category. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being amongst them. And who are those that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبْ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Where the Rasul will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Allah, إِنَّ قَوْمِ my people, they left this Qur'an Majid. We turned our backs towards the Qur'an Majid. Oh my Kareem Allah, save us and protect us from being amongst those that category. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this occasion for us very, very mubarak. And especially to these children that have memorized the Quran Majid and those that have completed the Quran Majid in Nazira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them from strength to strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them from Qari'ul Quran to Qurra'ul Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them to from Hafizul Quran to Qurra'ul Quran to Ahlul Quran and all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are found in the Quran and Majid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the asatida. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the parents of these children. And let us end up on this note, and that is for to these children, that remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a great ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with a great ni'mat. It is now our duty to continue from here. Don't leave the Qur'an and Majid now. If anything now, we need to get closer to the Qur'an and Majid. And let's say that this period now is an introduction to the Qur'an and Majid. If anything now, we need to increase our muhabbat of the Qur'an and Majid. A person doesn't know the road. You're taking from here to the highway and then he says, okay, now you carry on. What our parents have did, what our asatiza have did, is they have brought us to that highway. Now from here, you continue on this highway of the Qur'an and Majid. And therefore we say that let our relationship with the Qur'an and Majid, it is understood that it is one of fear sometimes. If I don't recite the Qur'an and Majid, then I will forget the Qur'an and Majid. But let us move a little beyond that. And what is that? That let my relationship with the Qur'an and Majid be one of muhabbat. That if I'm going to recite the Qur'an and Majid, this is how much thawab I will get. This is rewards I will get. I will get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Let us ask ourselves that those Ahlullah or those Ahlul Qur'an and Majid who recited the Qur'an and Majid, was it just because that if they didn't recite, then they will forget the Qur'an and Majid? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan Mubarak, 61 khatams of the Qur'an and Majid. 61 khatams of the Qur'an and Majid. Was it just because that he made so many Qur'an and Majid khatams so that, you know, he can avoid forgetting the Qur'an? It was the ta'alluq of the Qur'an and Majid. I just recalled one great personality. When it came to the time of his demise and his death, then his sister that was very close to him, she began crying profusely. So he saw her crying and he realized that because it is time for departure now, that is why she is crying. So he told her, see my sister, there's no need for you to cry. You see, there is this room here. See, if you've got any problem, any issues, he says, go into that room, because in that room I have made 128,000 khatams. In that room, I have made 128,000 khatams. So this is the ta'alluq with the Qur'an and Majid. Let it be one of muhabbat. Let it be one of connection with the Qur'an and Majid. That just as we eat every day, just as we drink every day and we do everything else, the tilawat of the Qur'an and Majid also on a daily basis. Within our homes, create this atmosphere of the tilawat of the Qur'an and Majid. We have invested in our children. Those parents who are fortunate today can say that, listen, our child has become a hafiz, and those mothers that are listening. Let us create an environment in the homes. Today we are complaining of various types of problems and difficulties within our home, whether they are marital problems and other problems. How are we going to expel or repel these problems from our homes and the darkness that has settled into our homes? It is through the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikrullah, tilawat of the Qur'an and Majid. Let this become part of our homes and the activities within our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with tawfiq to adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found in the Qur'an and Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us azmat of the Qur'an and Majid, muhabbat of the Qur'an and Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all khatama bil khair. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil.
Inshallah, we move on to the next phase of the program, and that is the completion of the Nazira of the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, there are four pupils that will be completing the Nazira of the Quran Sharif. Three of these pupils, this is their first khatam of the Nazira of the Quran Sharif, and one pupil, he has completed many. But alhamdulillah, we are sharing in his occasion. Alhamdulillah, the youngest of these pupils is 8 years old. Alhamdulillah, he has completed his Nazira. And we take this occasion to give tribute to the Appas who have made a tremendous effort, as well as the coordination with the parents. And you find that when the parents and the teachers work together, alhamdulillah, then so much can be achieved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a starting of many, many more khatams of the Quran Sharif. We call upon these four pupils to come forward. Yusuf Vauda, Ali Madari, Muhammad Yusuf Imtiaz, and Abu Bakr Desai.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
إن شاء الله. Now we move on to the next phase of the tonight's program. And prior to commencing the khatam, I can see Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib. We humbly request Mufti Sahib to come forward. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib's student also will be completing tonight, Muhammad Amin Vauda, who is the son of Mufti Imran Vauda Sahib. Alhamdulillah, he is a student at Madrasa Hamidul Quran. Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And also, Alhamdulillah, Mohan Amin is a former graduate of Taqwa Boys Madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his completion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون أئنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم تجهلون فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته قدرناها من الغابرين وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا فساء مطر المنذرين قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى آلله خير أما يشركون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
That was Hafiz Muhammad Amin Vauda, and now we call on Hafiz Yahya Abasa, who is the son of Zakaria Abasa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا، فاليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا، فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين، وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Inshallah, now we call upon Hafiz Usama Bassa, who is also the son of Mufti Imran Vauda Sab. Mashallah, Mufti Sab, two sons completing tonight. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that all our parents, the joy they experience on the day of Qiyamah will be far more intense than the joy that they are experiencing now.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك أولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
حافظ حذيفة سليمان, the son of Umar Farooq Suleiman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا, ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا, فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق, من شر ما خلق, ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب, ومن شر النفاثات في العقد, ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس, من شر الوسواس الخناس, الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس, من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه, هدى للمتقين, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
شلنا ويوركم الستوان إن شاء الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والعاقبة للمتقين, والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك, يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين, ويا راحم المساكين, ويا ذا القوة المتين, ويا أرحم الراحمين, يا كريم الله, يا رحيم الله, oh most loving caring Allah, oh most compassionate and kind Allah, oh most merciful Allah, oh most concealing Allah, oh most beautiful Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, you have given us this opportunity to veil ourselves this Mubarak occasion of the Khatm of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. Ya Kareem Allah, accept the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. Ya Allah, those asatiza and parents that have made mehnat and made effort on these children, Ya Allah, accept them. Ya Kareem Allah, may the Qur'an-i-Majeed an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, you give us the tawfiq to recite the Qur'an-i-Majeed constantly. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, whatever shortcomings there may have been as far as our teaching is concerned, as far as our recitation is concerned, as far as our listening is concerned, Ya Allah, isko mu'af farma de. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, O most loving Allah, Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, make this recitation of the Quran and Majeed a means of forgiveness of our sins. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day, and forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, it's a time of acceptance of duas. Ya Allah, the time of khatam of the Quran and Majeed, duas are accepted. Ya Kareem Allah, these begging bowls are raised before you in the company of those that are ulama. Ya Allah, in the company of those that are reciters of the Quran and Majeed, in the company of those that are memorizing of the Quran and Majeed. Oh my Kareem Allah, isme bure bhi hai, isme jawan bhi hai. Ya Allah, there are masoom children that are seated here that have raised the begging bowls before you. Ya Kareem Allah, misse kisi ek bhi mahroom na farma. Ya Allah, kisi ek bhi mahroom na farma. Ya Allah, Quran Majeed ki azmat ata farma. Ya Allah, Quran Majeed muhabbat ata farma. Ya Kareem Allah, give us a tawfiq to complete our lives in the Quran Majeed. Ya Kareem Allah, wasatiza from whom we have learned the Quran Majeed. Ya Allah, and right up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, this entire silsila, Ya Allah, bless them with the best of rewards. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Ya Allah, bring our hearts back to life with the recitation of the Quran Majeed. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, place in our hearts hatred for sins. Ya Allah, remove us from all the filth that we are in. Ya Allah, create muhabbat within our hearts. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, create in the hearts of parents muhabbat and shafqat for the children. Create in the hearts of the children muhabbat and respect for the parents. Ya Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of the ulama of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove jealousy from our hearts. Remove pride and arrogance from our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us true humility. Ya Allah, may ikhlas naseeb farma. Ya Allah, ikhlas naseeb farma. Ya Allah, ikhlas naseeb farma. Ya Kareem Allah, you grant us all that khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sought protection from. O my Kareem Allah, hum gunahgar hai, khata kar hai, badkar hai, siyahkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. O my Kareem Allah, we are dirty and we are filthy, we are napak and we are impure. Everything but we are your servants. Ya Kareem Allah, tujhe chhod karke hum gande jaye kahan. Ya Kareem Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Ya Kareem Allah, agarche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Ya Allah, we are at your door begging. Ya Kareem Allah, open your doors of maghfirat, open your doors of mercy. Ya Allah, let not anyone move from this majlis, Ya Allah, till he is forgiven. O my Kareem Allah, open your doors of maghfirat, open your doors of mercy. Ya Kareem Allah, change the condition of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jahan kahi bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, masjidul aqsa ki hifazat farma. O my Kareem Allah, you are aware and you know the good wishes, aspirations and desires of each and everyone that is seated here. O my Kareem Allah, jo jiski bhi pareshani ho, uski pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, whatever the good aspirations, wishes and desires are, Ya Allah, fulfill our good wishes, aspirations and desires. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them, shifaya kamil and ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, shifa from our spiritual illnesses and ailments. Ya Allah, grant us shifa from our physical illnesses and ailments. Ya Allah, jo maqruz hai, Ya Allah, those that are involved and those that have debts, O my Kareem Allah, give them sufficient halal risk, Ya Allah, to pay back the debts. Ya Kareem Allah, those that are surged of good works, working opportunities, Ya Allah, bless them with halal, sufficient halal risk. Ya Kareem Allah, our children, protect them from all types of evil. Ya Allah, protect them from all types of evil. Ya Allah, unki hifazat farma daaye se, baaye se. Ya Allah, from in front and from behind, from above and from beneath. Ya Allah, protect us and protect our children. Protect the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, all his life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'as for his ummah. Ya Allah, especially at the time of Hajjatul Wada. Ya Allah, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajar-e-Aswad ko chhoom karke jo tujhse manga, mataf mein chal karke jo tujhse manga, Ya Allah, rukn-e-yamani chhoom karke jo tujhse manga, Ya Allah, hatim mein namazin par karke jo tujhse manga, Ya Allah, multazam se chimat karke jo tujhse manga, Ya Kareem Allah, those du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made at Maqam Ibrahim. Ya Allah, those du'as that he made after drinking zamzam. Ya Allah, those du'as that he he made at Safa and at Marwa. Ya Allah, those du'as that he made while speaking Sa'i. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made in Mina and Mustadifa. Ya Allah, and especially in Arafat. Ya Allah, especially in Arafat. Ya Allah, from Zuhar till Maghrib. The Masum Nabi, Ya Allah, raised his head. And he continued begging and begging and begging. Oh my Kareem, Allah, all that khair that he asked. Ya Allah, bless us with all that khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought of you. Ya Allah, the evil that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from. Ya Allah, provide us security and safety from that. Our parents, our children, our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam safe from those evils. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu tasliba. Allahumma salli wa sallim مبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.